The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, there's one movie I keep seeing all over my timeline because people are determined to get the word out that The Devil Wears Prada is coming out with a sequel. And Hathaway has been filming with a lot of the original cast. And this is one of the movies that people are getting incredibly excited for to have a sequel because it's been a hot second. It's a beloved movie. But if you don't know what the premise of The Devil Wears Prada is, it's basically all about Vogue and Anna Wintour, who is apparently a devil wearing Prada as a boss. And so Anna Wintour was recently asked on the New Yorker's official podcast how she feels about the film.
Well, I went to the premiere wearing Prada, completely having no idea what the film was going to be about. And I think that the fashion industry were very sweetly concerned for me about the film, that it was going to paint me in some kind of difficult light. But
cartoonish.
Yes, a caricature. Yeah. But first of all, it was Meryl Streep, which fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then I went to see the film, and I found it highly enjoyable and very funny.
Yeah.
So Mucha and I talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I say to her, well, it was really good for you.
It was. And it was, I feel like it was really good for Anna Wintour, just like making her more mainstream. Like if you know fashion industry, if you know like the Met Gala, you know who Anna Wintour is. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there and you're like, who is this movie about? Then it's going to like get your name out to the regular people and the civilians, if you will.
And now she's no longer editor in chief at Vogue.
I know. They just appointed a new girl who a lot of people were upset about because she's on the younger side. And a lot of people felt like it was nepotism getting her in that position.
Because it's Candace Bergen's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Something interesting I found out about Vera Wang, though. So did you know that Vera Wang was actually up for the editor position at Vogue? And when she didn't get it, that's how she became like a designer. So you know what? Sometimes the worst thing that can happen to you can actually be the best thing.
Amazing to me that you guys can talk about this the same way I talk about like the Packers and Commanders game last night.
you were just kind of like bouncing back and forth.
I'm fascinated.
Would you like to talk about the Packers right now?
Not really. I mean, they won, and I had money on them, so that's good.
Do
you know another fun fact about Vera Wang is that she didn't hit it big until she was like in her 40s or 50s.
Uh-huh. And it was after she didn't get that job at Vogue, and she started that bridal salon and then became who she is today.
Yep.
All right, Selena Gomez is talking about her wedding on The Tonight Show. So apparently the wedding is happening sometime this fall. I heard that the guests don't even know where the actual venue is going to be until like the day before, but there is one of her coworkers that is for sure going to be at the wedding. She revealed on The Tonight Show that Martin Short is going to be the ring bearer.
Selena, you're getting married soon.
Yes.
Are you having fun? Are you having fun planning?
It's wonderful. I'm very lucky. It's going well. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm sure our invites will arrive any skinny day.
I was going to say, are they invited to the wedding?
Of course they are. Marty's the ring bearer.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Here's your ring, Selena.
What's the connection there? Did they do a movie together or a show together?
Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. It's a really popular show. Martin Short and Steve Martin starred with her.
I think I might have heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's hugely popular, and I don't even know what season it's in now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in their fifth season, but what I thought was interesting is I think a lot of people have mixed feelings about having coworkers at their wedding, but I know, Kristen, when you got married, you had like the whole show at your
wedding. Absolutely, yeah. Worth
inviting or not?
Yes, it was worth inviting. Absolutely. I mean, because the relationships you have at the time, it would have been nice if one person hadn't brought a guest unannounced. But other than that, yeah, it was good.
The Bird Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Bird Show be your texting tutor and we'll screw it up for you.
All right, guys, maybe we want to buckle in because we always say the texting tutors with daughters and mothers, mothers and daughters are always a little extended, right? We might have one of those today.
Okay.
Okay. Lisa is the mom, and she is not necessarily really excited about the situation that her daughter is in with the daughter's sugar daddy.
Oh.
She wanted differently for her daughter, and her daughter has chosen sugar daddy. And wants our help texting the daughter to go, what are you doing? Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do I have that right?
Yes.
I think the right word to call her is momager Lisa at this point.
All right. So your daughter has herself a sugar daddy. Give us the history here.
My 22-year-old daughter has a sugar daddy, and I want her to drop this sugar daddy. Like, I'm willing to come up with a financial plan to help support her so she can get rid of this old dude, because this is ridiculous. I had to pull all this information from my daughter, and I mainly keep up with them via Insta and TikTok. It was a friend of hers that turned her onto the sugar daddy lifestyle. She's been with him had a deal for approximately 6 months. He's in his late 50s. He's very well off. He pays for her rent, gives her a card for gas, takes her on exotic trips, flies private, buys her designer everything, and he has to go.
Okay, let's just take this from all angles here. Is there anything, you probably can't answer this, going on between the two of them outside of her being sort of a trophy girlfriend, going on these exotic vacations, getting her rent paid for and gas and all that? Is there anything other than that, or is it just, this is business?
I don't know, because my daughter doesn't necessarily need him. I mean, she's smart. She graduated the top of her class, graduated with a degree in computer science. She wants to find a job in software development. She's gorgeous, outgoing. I don't know. I mean, we're a typical middle-class family. I don't know.
Let me throw a question at you, because I don't think I'd be really stoked about this either if I had a daughter. However, let's just say this was business. This is her job right now at 22 years old. I mean, there's nothing else going on. She's seeing the world. She's getting her bills paid. This is her job.
She's not here to hear that. She's here to get her daughter with her.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, don't use religion with me.
I didn't know what to say to that. Like, I'm just stuck because, like, what?
Yeah.
Go to school for this.
This is just her side hustle. Let the girl get a little extra cash on the side while she's a girl boss during the day. I feel like this is just kind of like anybody with a side business after the 9-to-5 is over.
Okay, what if this is not, though? Like, what if it's like a daddy issue type of thing? I mean, her father is not in the picture. He's not a factor. I mean, she didn't grow up, like, you know, wealthy or anything, but we're definitely comfortable. Like, she went to school for computer science. How is this a business? I don't get it. She's intelligent. She's beautiful. She has a lot more going for her than just pimping. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mom to mom, we want our kids to be happy, and we also want our kids to be safe. And I could see, as a mom, if your daughter is gallivanting the country in the world with a man who's more than twice her age, there would be a level of concern there.
This isn't about safety, though. This is about values.
It can be about both.
Is this about safety?
I think it's both.
It's both.
It's both. Yeah. Yes.
I think it's about both.
She could clearly whoop his ass. I mean, she's 22 and he's 50. So it shouldn't be about that.
Are they your values or her values?
Ooh.
Because he's sitting here as a mom. Yeah, same way. Hell no. But as a woman, this girl gets to fly first class to all these places, have designer labels bought for her, and she doesn't have to sit in a cubicle from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and eat a sad lunch in a break room with other people who would rather do anything in the world but be in that break room. Like, the thing is, if she's happy and it's fulfilling her and she's living this life most people have Pinterest boards about, if it's her values are okay with it. Like, at that point, do you step back because you're a full grown adult?
Well, I hear what everybody's saying, including myself, but this is not really what that's for.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
These are your values. This is what you want from mm-hmm. us. So we don't necessarily have to agree with it. I'm kind of talking out of my butt here, because if this was my daughter, I would not be happy with it either.
Yeah, me neither, honestly.
So is the intention here to find out more information about this relationship, or you want her to cut it off, even though you really don't know what's going on?
I want her to cut it off because she does not need him. Like, I can figure out a way. If it's about money, I can figure that out. And, like, I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he's just toying with her. What if she catches feelings for him? What if he catches feelings for her? And she's just doing it for fun or just for an experience, then what's next? Like, what happens after that? I don't know about the what happens or what ifs or what's next. Like, I just don't foresee this being anything good.
I understand your concern, but when we go into this in a couple of minutes, what is our intention?
You want to do fact-finding, or do you want her to sever ties with the sugar daddy and try to do everything in our power to get her to sever ties with him?
Get her to sever ties.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That'll be our focus point.
Okay.
All right. So when we come back here in a couple of minutes with Texting Tutor, we will start texting Lisa's daughter, and we'll say, hey, what's up, man? Dump the sugar daddy. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, so a couple of minutes ago, we got acquainted with Lisa. She wants our help with Texting Tutor here.
Yeah, she has a 22-year-old daughter who is dating a man. Ooh, excuse me. She is with a man in a sugar daddy capacity.
Oh, that we don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah, so, well, no, according to her, this her daughter is with a man that's in his late 50s. Her mom is not cool with this, and she wants us to text her daughter to try to get her to sever ties with the sugar daddy, which is going to be hard considering she's been flying private and going to exotic mm-hmm. locations, and he's paying for her rent and also gave her a card for gas.
Yeah, this is going to be an easy fight.
I'm curious, Abby, before we start, you have a sugar daddy in mm-hmm. this hypothetical scenario. Is there anything your mother could text you that would get you to break off with the sugar daddy?
You said private? Private plane?
It's mm-hmm, private, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah, that's going to be a no.
There's nothing you can say. I mean, because this guy's wealthy. He's not rich. He's wealthy if he's got a private plane.
Especially if I don't have to have sex with him. Yeah, there's nothing mm-hmm. you could say. Like, and also, I think this is a really valuable lesson for a parent to learn, that when your child is financially independent from you, you lose that ability to be able to have any say or control over their life. And I know that sucks, and it's hard to see your kid, because I'm sure you see them as an extension of yourself. It's hard to see them make decisions that you wouldn't make, and you don't want to see yourself reflected in a way that doesn't align with your values. But at the end of the day, like, you have to let them live their life.
Your daughter's clearly smart if she's a software engineer, and she's clearly loving the lifestyle, which is why she's dating a sugar daddy. So what if, instead of trying to break up with sugar daddy, you just hit her up and say, hey, you know I love you, and you also know I don't love that you have a sugar daddy. Can we sit down and make a plan so I can help you with your finances so you can have the life you dream of?
She has the life for, she's dreaming of them. That's the problem.
This is such a losing. My heart is not in this battle. Let my girl go to the south of France.
This is not what you have been hired for, Abby.
This goes against my values.
I think we do the slight pivot and we plant the idea that it's going to go away because he's going to die next year because he's 50. So what?
Yeah, he's older than 50. He's late 50, like almost 50.
Ew.
All right, so how about we do the beginning of Cassie's, and then we just ask her, do you have a long-term plan?
Hey, babe. I love you, but you know I don't love your sugar daddy.
Can I please ask you if you have a long-term plan?
There we go. We should start there.
She does have a long-term plan, and it's to spend July in Italy.
How's that fit you?
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, my long-term plan is to hold on till this mofi dies. That's it.
Got another 50 years.
Yeah, next summer we're going to Italy. Then the year after we're going to go to Cannes. And then I think we might spend Christmas in Austria at the Christmas markets.
You already know what she's going to say. Look, there's nothing physical going on. This is just me seeing the world. He's paying for everything. You're making a big deal about nothing.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
That's why I think you got to, with a smart person like this, leverage the future. What happens when he gets tired of you? What happens when you get annoyed by him and you break up? There goes your lifestyle. So you might want to start investing now. And then maybe when she starts investing in herself and her career, she'll feel more self-confidence.
She's saving all that. Okay.
She said long-term plan. I'm just having fun.
Yeah,
sounds about
right. That's hard to argue with.
Okay, girl.
Is this an age thing for you or just the fact that she's milking off of somebody else? You just don't agree with any of this.
It's not the milking. It's the, I just don't want her to get emotional. She's young.
There's potential manipulation.
So why don't we attack that?
So this comes from a personal place because having experienced something like this when I was in my early 20s and having a 50-year-old man take me gallivanting in New York, staying at the Plaza, buying me, you know, fur coats and jewelry at Tiffany's. Right? No, it does. I came home and bawled my eyes out. I hated myself after that trip. That was my own personal experience.
That was New York, though. She's going to Italy.
That's what I'm saying.
And Cannes.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what if we come from a place of less trying to take control of the situation? Because again, this is a losing battle. Yeah. Homegirl's on a PJ right now doing caviar bumps. What if we just come from...
what I wouldn't do for a caviar bump right now.
What I'm trying to say is, what if we just come from a place of love and just say, I just want to let you know that no matter what happens, I'm here for you. If at any point you feel uncomfortable with the situation.
If ever you feel that he's getting manipulative.
So I want you to know, at any point you feel uncomfortable and manipulated.
Or manipulated.
Mm-hmm. You may call me.
And I will get you out. No judgment and no questions asked.
And perfect. I will get you out. No questions and no judgments. No questions. That's a lie. I'm going to question her.
Well, just lie for now.
Yeah, you can lie for now. We're just setting the tone for later.
Okay.
We just got to earn her trust.
But I will let you know if you do have to pull her out and then you start judging her, you're nuking your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I won't judge, but I will ask. Hey. I need to know what he did because
That's in the future. That's in the future. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you send that?
Yeah.
I think that we're not going to be able to accomplish what our goal was, the breakup.
And I'm sorry for that.
But think long term here. I think Abby's strategy here long term is really, really great. She's not going to give this up.
No.
There's no chance. And like you said, your daughter is so smart. She's saving all this cash now. She probably knows this isn't forever.
If it is long term, how cool will it be that your daughter's baby has a dad and a grandma at the same age?
Then she's really going to get in that will if she gets knocked up.
Yeah.
He is way older than me, okay? 50 something. Like he's like 50, almost 60 years old.
Oh, he's the craft keeper.
Not the food.
Oh, she responded?
What'd she say?
Yes. She said, I'm okay. It's not like you're going to pay my rent and gas and take me on expensive trips. I'm just living my life.
She's got a point.
All you can say is, I'm here for you.
I would be like, and I just want you to live your best life.
And then Venmo her $25, be like, here's a little something for the road.
I just want you to live your best life and be safe in the process.
Those are two different things because she is definitely living her best life right now.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, oh man. I know. Because this is not, I want her to have fun. I just don't want her to throw away everything that she's worked so hard for to turn around and say, you know, if something does happen, then to regret it and be like, I wasted all this time. I could have been this far in my career. And, you know, so I don't know.
I don't want to be mama preachy, but what if we said, as a mother, I want you to be happy. I want you to have fun. I want you to live your best life. I just don't want you to have to compromise yourself to accomplish those things.
Ooh.
I like that, actually.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. Can you say it again?
Uh-huh. As your mother, I want you to have fun. I want you to be happy and I want you to live your best life. I just don't want you to have to compromise yourself to get those things, to achieve that. Like, I'm trying to toe the line. Like, I don't want to guilt trip her, right? So
that doesn't feel guilt trippy. That feels like a life lesson that a mom would pass down and should pass down.
And again, I'm just drawing on personal experience because that's what I felt when I got back. I felt like I had compromised myself and it wasn't for me. But it may be for her.
Marcel could be a lovely old man.
Well, Frank wasn't.
Well, I wouldn't know because I've never been hot enough to have someone want to take me somewhere fancy.
It's never too late. Must be nice.
That's like, tell me you're hot without telling me you're hot.
Oh, the way that people looked at me on the bus on the way to the basketball game. That's all those ladies were like, ugh.
That's how I feel when I go out to dinner with my dad. I'm like, it's not my sugar daddy. Yeah. This is my actual dad.
Like, they wouldn't speak to me. They wouldn't acknowledge me.
Ew, that's rude. Shame on them.
Prudes.
Well, I was just, you know, I was just his arm candy for the weekend, so.
Yeah, but you're still a person.
I agree.
How did you meet Frank?
Do I add anything else?
The restaurant I'm a server at.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do I add anything else onto that? I sent it, but it just like as if I'm still, you know, the translation is lost. And when you text, she texts back and said, I've got to go. He's taking me to the Maldives today.
The what?
The Maldives.
Oh, damn. You never had a chance.
No, it's
a
trump card.
You never had a chance.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
She's going to be in an over-the-water bungalow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bye, mommy.
Bungalow.
Okay. This is her mom.
Bunga, oh no.
This is her mom, people.
Bunga, oh no, my sugar daddy's dead. And I'm in the will.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was allergic to shellfish.
Look, Lisa, you said everything that you can say. If things go sideways, she'll reach out to you. But at this point, she's heading out to the Maldives and there's nothing you can do about it.
Do I text be safe? Like, what do I?
Sure.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just text her be safe.
Be safe. I have Sky Miles I can use to get you.
At least make sure she has a friend that has her phone tracking on. She's going to be jetting around the world, so somebody knows where she is.
Yeah, you can suggest those things after this. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing else you can do really here.
So I just wrote, be safe, I love you, and then that's it?
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Lisa.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes, okay?
All right, thank you guys for everything.
All right, see you now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I have a vision. There I am. On Saturday morning with my Saturday morning routine, getting up a little bit late, and I turn on ESPN for game day. I do it every Saturday. You guys know what game day is, right?
Mm-hmm. College game day for college football?
Yeah, ESPN picks one game each and every week to go around the country. They do the show from that campus, and there are students out there going absolutely nuts, holding up their banners. It's like a big old party out there, right? My vision is to wake up on Saturday morning and see Messy Mikey on game day. So Georgia is playing Tennessee in Knoxville this weekend, and ESPN is like, that is the game that we got to go to, right? So we thought, you know what? Let's try to get Mikey on national TV.
Because why not?
Because why not? The only thing is we haven't really brainstormed it.
No, not at all.
not even a little bit. Have you ever been to Knoxville?
I've never been to Knoxville. I've never really been to a football game. I've never been to College Game Day. I've never been anywhere. I've never been on a plane alone, I don't think.
All right, so the game is on Saturday, but I think it's the late game, right? Is it 3:30?
3:30.
It's a 3:30 game. Okay. So you would fly up today, correct?
That's right.
And then you would be there on Saturday morning for game day. But I think it's a little bit trickier to get on TV than I initially thought.
Yeah, Jackson here has been doing all the research for me. And the answers we found are not great.
Okay, what's up? Because we need something catchy to get him on. It's not just, we don't want to just see Mikey on national TV. You know? There's got to be something catchy.
Right, and we were curious about how you even get into that pit area behind the stage that they have up there with the desk where, you know, Pat McAfee and everyone is up there.
And clearly, if anybody can do this or has the blueprint for it, it's Jackson, who got in and snuck into Mercedes-Benz to see Beyonce three different times.
Yeah, so I had to do a lot of research. Mikey and I are sitting back there looking up stuff, and we found out that while the broadcast starts at 9, people can line up at any time that they want in advance. And so I'm looking kind of at anecdotally at Reddit posts of people who have actually done this before. And some people start camping out the night before, but we realize that the golden time to show up is at about 3 a.m. if you want to get a really good spot.
People are getting, students are getting there that early. Is it like a 10 city beforehand, or can you spend the night out there?
I think if people are spending the night, they'll bring tents, especially like during the later games in the season when it's a lot colder out. Fortunately, we're early enough in the season to where I don't think that's going to be so much of an issue. But people generally say, like, if you show up around 3 or 4, there's already going to be a decent group of people that are there waiting, but you still should be there early enough to be able to get a good spot.
And Tennessee fans are nutty, man. And I say this in the greatest way. I don't know, because you haven't been to Knoxville before, to that stadium. It's one of the best in the SEC, man. It is fire. And I think it holds almost like 100,000 people. And it's really like a steep stadium. So, but you're not going to the game, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, like,
I was about to interject and be like, I don't think he's going to the game. Yeah, I think he's going to like the game day, like pre-game festivities, trying to get on TV.
It's like a big old bowl, man. So all of the sound stays in there, and it's just one of the most exciting atmospheres in the SEC. And I'm saying that as a Georgia fan.
You'd have to pay me a lot more to go to the game.
All right, and I heard you guys talking about this yesterday too, that you don't want to even be in the front row.
Yeah, so the way, if you guys have ever watched College Game Day, the stage and desk are sort of up on an elevated surface.
A riser.
Exactly. And the camera is obviously facing straight ahead. So if you're directly behind them, I think you're kind of blocked by the desk itself. So the best way to do this would be to get in early enough to get a spot. And you could always move back. I think it would be much tougher to move up, which is why we're going to have him go so early in the morning.
Okay. So what kind of banner do we want him to hold? What are the parameters on banners? Like, obviously, they're going to check them before you get into that pit.
Exactly. You can't just say whatever you want. And so there's an FAQ that's on ESPN talking about this. And the biggest thing is you can't have anything. You can't be promoting anything. They don't want anyone to get free advertising, basically.
So it's not like we could put a big Burt Show logo up there.
I think the logo might be okay, but having anything with like .com on it is a no-go at all. So, and they check the signs before you go in. So they will throw your stuff away if it's not good.
So the intention here really isn't to get more listeners to the Burt Show. So we don't even really need to have the logo or anything like that on there, right? So what can we do that would be fun to get him on with?
However, has anybody ever held up a sign with a giant QR code?
I think that they'd see right through that.
Yeah.
How am I going to transport a big QR code to Knoxville, Tennessee?
Well, we can like screen print it on a big poster board.
But then I have to bring a poster board on the plane?
That's the whole point.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
What do you think? You're going to take
where
the pilot
out?
Poster board?
Now, you also see a ton of those giant fat heads. And I know we have Bert fat heads somewhere.
We do?
Yes, because we took them to a Kentucky basketball game.
Are they here?
Are you talking about the
with his photo or the logo?
Photo. His face.
With you with like a devil face on it.
Oh, if we could find that, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, no, there was one, because there was one like the tooth was missing because your teeth fell out. So I made these giant fat heads because you were threatening to go to the Kentucky game because of your sports jinx. And you were, because they were playing in the tournament here in Atlanta. And we had your giant head at the game, and I think they ended up getting on TV.
They got to be around here somewhere, like maybe in storage or something.
Yeah,
like
I'm pretty sure we have those. I do remember seeing a few of those laying around.
We logistical problem. How are you going to get that on the plane?
I just said that, and then you said, Mikey, this is what you do.
A poster board is very different than a giant fathead. Something tells me that's not going to fit in the overhead compartment on your Delta flight.
You're talking about a rolled up poster board.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking of one of those like styrofoam ones.
No.
All right. My apologies.
Rolled up one.
They have whole sections for unusually shaped luggage.
Oh.
Like
oh,
same way, right. Same way you ship skis.
Just tell them it's your emotional support fathead.
You need it to sleep at night.
All right, so a fathead is a possibility. Anything else we could think of here?
I'm trying to think of like funny things to put on a poster board, but
help, no. My boss is making me watch sports.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's actually kind of funny.
Uh-huh. Now, Tommy and Kristen come from a show before this one that, I mean, does this kind of stuff all the time. So you guys should be the go-to here.
The sign that I had to hold up, I got duct taped to a light pole, like up on a ladder, duct taped to a light pole. They removed the ladder. So I'm dangling from a light pole, duct tape. By the way, when they removed the ladder, I slid a little bit and had the worst camel toe of my life. And everybody at this major intersection in Raleigh is looking at me on this light pole with camel toe, holding a sign that says, honk if you have herpes too. Then the cop showed up because I was creating a disturbance and I thought I was getting arrested, but it turns out the host of the show called the cops to pull a prank on me by showing up and like pretending I was getting arrested. It was a thing. It was a day.
Okay,
it was a day.
So we're not going to do that.
No.
Okay. So what was your idea?
Help, my boss is making me watch sports.
I do like that.
I had something else.
Here we go.
Earlier in the week, I brought up Pat McAfee's kicking contest because every week on game day, they do this field goal contest for like several hundred thousand dollars. And at first I thought you have to be a student, but Amy looked up the contest rules.
Yeah.
You do not have to be a student.
Really?
Okay. There is a chance Mikey could get on and do that.
Oh, and if you make that field goal, you get like $100,000 to $200,000.
Yes. Oh my God.
And Mikey has the rules for that. So back to the sign. So Mikey, you're going to try and get whatever raffle ticket you got to get.
It's like the first whatever 100 people that come into the pit, they get a raffle ticket, and then at some point they'll read off the number, and it's my raffle ticket.
Okay. All right. Can we make this agreement? That if you somehow, some way, like hit the lottery and you were the one kicking, that whatever you make, if you make it, 50% goes to Burt's Big Adventure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say to you. I was like, no. Nah. Yes, I will do that.
Because last week, I think the kid won $200,000.
Wow. Did.
Yeah. Yep.
I just did a quick Google search, funny signs for game day.
Okay.
And if you wanted to use this one, Tennessee, where Ancestry.com and eHarmony are the same.
I don't know the rules. Do people, like, am I running the risk of getting punched by doing something like that?
By a Tennessee fan, maybe.
Yeah, but also, what am I going to wear? What do I do? I need some more details. What do I wear? Do I wear colors? Or just anything I want.
Dress up like an orange cowboy. You'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be safe.
I feel like you need to, like, do we still have those inflatables? Can it be a giant dinosaur?
I'm not going
to
be a giant dinosaur in 9 hours.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That's what we'll go with.
We threw them away.
The Burt Show.
If you have children, you have put yourself in a position for once or twice where they have greatly embarrassed you in front of other adults by accident. And I know we've seen videos online. My daughter did something to me that makes me feel like I need to reach out to her teacher to explain myself and clarify what she meant.
Before they call Child Protective Services on you?
Yeah, basically. But before we get into that, a similar type of thing happened to a dad whose daughter told her teachers that they were growing weed at home.
What did you tell your teachers today?
Weed is not good for you.
And did you tell them that we have a lot of weed in our house?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because when I got to your school, the teacher said, I heard you have a lot of weed at your house. Okay. Do you want to explain that?
Nope.
Are we growing weed at our house?
Yeah.
A lot of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit, but it's going to grow a lot.
Do you want to maybe show people what you're talking about?
Yeah.
But you happen to be telling your teachers at school about? Let's see it. Want to show us your weed?
So she then, like, the camera, the dad's filming, follows the little girl outside, and she goes, there it is, and she points to weeds growing out of, like, they have AstroTurf in their backyard, and between the concrete and the AstroTurf are actual weeds.
Just one letter.
Yep, just missing one letter, and she's telling people that they've got a lot of weed growing at home, but it's weeds, right? And so, for me, when I am enjoying things, or any parent knows, whenever you have the like slight crinkle of any food, it's like a siren call for children. They just zing straight to you. To the fact where you can even trick kids into eating their dinner by just serving it to yourself first and sitting down and eating, and they'll want to eat what you're eating, even if they have the same thing on their plate. So what I have done is adopted a mentality of like, oh, you can't have this. It's for adults. Because sometimes stuff I drink is spicy or it's not. I don't want my child having it. My kids are 5 and 3. So if I'm drinking a Coca-Cola, I don't want my 5-year-old drinking Coca-Cola yet. So I'll just say, this is an adult drink. You can have it when you're a little older. And then we'll talk about what age, you know, we'll just, you know, so she knows that it's not off limits forever. But I drink apparently a lot of beverages that I don't want my child to drink, like coffee, Coca-Cola, of course, wine, sometimes like carbonated beverages that have a lot of sugar in them or a little bit of sugar. Like I just like to, she's very reactive to sugar. So I just like, they drink water mainly and sometimes juice and milk, obviously. And so I've gotten in the habit of being like, oh no, it's for adults. This is for adult. You can have it when you're older. So she filled out an About My Mom form at school, you know, where they're like, my mommy is 72 years old and she works as a stripper or whatever. You know, they fill that out and it's supposed to be really cute. And then in the part that says my mommy likes, my daughter wrote adult beverages. So I sound like an alcoholic.
Yes, you do.
It sounds like I'm constantly drinking around my daughter and I'm telling her I'm having an adult beverage. And I know there's like a funny little wine mom culture, but now I'm like, do I need to do teachers know that kids are going to get stuff wrong? Or do you think her teacher thinks I'm an alcoholic and I need to explain, like, once in a while I might have a glass of wine with dinner around my child, but it's because I don't want her drinking coffee and tea and Coca-Cola and stuff like that. Like, she doesn't need iced tea at night, but, you know, her mom does. Sure, it's hypocritical, whatever. She's 5.
Right. I wouldn't say anything at all, but what we should do on Monday is ask teachers to call up and tell us what their kids have accidentally narked on the parents about. It happens all the time.
Well, that would be good, because I would love to know that too, because there was also, did y'all see on the internet that picture a kid drew and it looks like a woman on a stripper pole with a bunch of men offering her money? Yeah. And that was a drawing she did for her classroom. And the mom posted it and she goes, looks like I'm a stripper. I actually work at Home Depot and it was a snow shovel and it was the last snow shovel and everyone was fighting trying to offer me money for the last snow shovel.
Oh, get out of here. Uh-huh. And that's what she got busted for.
The Bird Show.